It's time again for your letters, and with me now is News and Notes editor Corey Turner. Hey, Corey.
Hey, Tony. How you been?
I'm great. So, what do we have this week?
Well, our month-long hip-hop series has really been turning heads. As always, some people really seem to love it, and some people don't. Listener Paul Indianapolis cut right to the chase. He writes, "Yawn, hip-hop. I really miss the days of seeing black and Latino musicians playing guitar, drums, bass, keyboards, and even singing, rather than, look at me, I'm so great, rappers and DJs. I'll wait until something new finally comes along, and then young people will look at hip-hop as old news."
You know, you're right, Paul. There's always something new coming along, and eventually hip-hop may seem old school, too. But for now, there's no denying its power over our culture. And like it or not, hip-hop artists and their often complex messages mean a lot to a lot of people, not all of them kids.
Tony, Gwen Moore of St. Louis, Missouri, is a fan of hip-hop and our series, with one exception. She writes, "First, I want to thank you for your intelligent series on hip-hop culture. However, I must take exception with Tony Blackman's defense of the use of the N-word and MF word in rap lyrics."
And for those of you who might have missed it, Tony was part of our global hip-hop roundtable on Monday. Here's what she had to say.
"Certain words sound good in the mouth, and this is not a rationalization for it, like the MF word. And certain words, like I've been doing freestyle workshops for about 13 years. And I realized that the MF word and the N word, they weren't even about disrespect or trying to appear to be hard. They make excellent pause words because the amount of
it's better than
Yes.
In response, Gwen Moore writes, "Surely she could have come up with a better rationalization. The N word probably feels good in the mouth of white racists. When I was growing up, I remember my elders asserting, what's good to you ain't always good for you."
Words to the wise, Gwen. What else have you got, Corey?
Well, this past Monday, we ran a story about subprime loan foreclosures. They've been going through the roof. Well, Kevin Estes of Baltimore, Maryland, wrote in with a little reality check. He's been a mortgage lender for 18 years and says if the industry couldn't offer subprime loans to folks with bad credit, then an awful lot of people just wouldn't get loans. Plus, he says he always makes it clear to his subprime customers that if they make their payments on time, they'll be able to refinance at a better rate.
You know, lenders often do get a bad rap for subprime loans, despite a strong, legitimate, and growing market for them. But where the story gets complicated is when subprime loans become predatory, trapping folks into rates they can't afford and can't get out of without paying thousands in hidden fees. I guess the lesson here, Corey, is be careful what you sign up for. But I hear we also got some mail from a really distant shore.
You bet, Tony. We got a really nice note from Nikki Papadopoulou. And Nikki, I hope I got that right. She lives in Paris, as in Paris, France. She listens via the internet and writes, "I really do love News and Notes. Every day after work, I come home to my son, put on News and Notes, and play. I love the topics you cover, I love the tone of the program, and Farai has so much soul." Thanks for that, Nikki. We think she's got soul, too. And thanks to all who took the time to write us. If you want to drop us a note, just log on to npr.org and click Contact Us. It helps if you tell us where you're writing from and how you say your name. You can also leave us a voicemail at 202-408-1271. That's 202-408-1271.
And don't forget our News and Views blog. You can post your comments there by going to npr.org/news and notes and clicking the News and Views blog link. Thanks, Corey.
My pleasure, Tony.